And that's where I would applaud the FBI. They've done a great job in investigating this case and bringing, you know, many people already to justice through arrest. And obviously local, state and local law enforcement has helped with that as well. For the Secret Service, they have an intelligence division, obviously, and our biggest concern, or the Secret Service biggest concern, is, you know, threats against protectees. So the intelligence division in the Secret Service lane is responsible for locating those individuals who are not necessarily only a threat to the country, but specifically a threat to, you know, the protectees. And so in today's world, it's gotten harder because folks can do things somewhat anonymously over social media and that sort of thing. But the Secret Service has a very robust section that handles social media, and they do a good job of tracking these folks down whenever threats like that are made, either against the protectee or against the country, whatever may come their way. And again, that has progressed over time. In the old days, if someone decided to threaten the president or one of the Secret Service protectees, they were usually nice enough to write a letter and mail it in. And if they were very nice, they'd put a return address on it. So it made it easy. But today, things are much different, obviously, in the world of the internet and social media. So it's a little harder, but I think the Secret Service is on top of that, as is the FBI, when it comes to tracking these folks and,
yeah,
and ultimately, in the case of the six, arresting people.
Yeah, I don't want to ask you to give away any secrets, but, you know, I can recall in the 30 plus years that I've been in the Washington area working as a journalist, the time when, before mobile phones and certainly before social media were so popular, that, you know, people would make a threat against the president or somebody on a landline telephone or something like that, and they'd get a knock on the door. So... So now,
that's true.
So now I imagine, you know, with the evolution of technology, so has your ability to find these people evolved, right?
It has. And you know, social media in some ways can let these folks remain anonymous, you know, and like you said, in the old days, if someone made a threat, it was a little easier to find them, you know, when you went to, especially to a small town, usually people knew ahead of time who the people were that might be capable of that sort of thing. So things have changed, and the internet and social media has made it easy for people to be anonymous. And in some ways, you know, given a voice to people that that probably shouldn't have one.
Today, just the massive number of potential threats for a protectee that may be moving anywhere in the U.S. now, especially considering what was exposed on the 6th of January, just the enormous number of people willing to vent and expose their anger and their willingness to harm people. I think it makes it all the more important now to track these people before you take your protectee to that state or to that city or place. And just wondering if you could give me a sense of how difficult that is now.
It is difficult, and that's part of what goes into the advance work. Routinely, when certainly the president or the vice president travel, there are agents that go to the location where they will be days, if not week, or a little more in advance. And that's where all of this information that will be gleaned through social media or just the intelligence networks are run to ground, or in some cases, you're certainly working hand in hand with local law enforcement in a particular town where you may be going. And those folks or those departments usually have their own intelligence networks too. So they can help you ahead of time to sort of head off a problem, because very often they know who in, you know, their city through their intelligence network or their intelligence division is someone that should be looked at.
A.T. Smith is former Deputy Director of the Secret Service. J.J. Green, WTOP News.